Blog Talk Radio.
Him belong.
Amen, amen. Welcome to the show. Oh, welcome to the broadcast tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I played that song. I played that song. That's for my song for my project, and I'm pushing out my songs more because I have been called out to different places to sing, so I use my own music, and that song has really been a blessing. It's really been a blessing. How you doing, Minister Onis?
Bless Monday, another day on top of the earth, and the earth ain't on top of me. Just happy and blessed
amen.
To be here.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, for all our listeners that's tuning in, praise God, it's Monday. another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Amen. Hallelujah.
So glad.
Amen. He gave us another day, a day that was not promised, praise God. Before we get into the broadcast tonight, we want to start off with prayer. Hallelujah. I believe God, amen, that whatever the need is in your life, that you get it, just get it on your mind right now. Hallelujah. As me and Minnesota, such an agree, praise God, for God to work some things out in your life. Amen.
Before
we pray, I always pray God's will be done.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. A lot of times we've been praying what we want. Amen. But God knows what we need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come to you tonight as humble as we know how, thanking you for being such an awesome God.
Awesome God.
Savior, hallelujah. Lord,
hallelujah.
You have brought us, hallelujah, to many dangers seen and unseen, and we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you, glory to God, amen. For making way out of nowhere, even in the times where we couldn't see our way, Father God, you had already orchestrated this thing for victory. Hallelujah. And so we thank you, hallelujah. Even at the beginning of this week, glory to God, hallelujah. We know, Father God, we got some days to go in this week, but we know you're going to work it out. We know that you already removed every obstacle, glory to God. We receive in our spirit that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We're more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
everything
Lord.
That the enemy has set out to do, it has already been shut down. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Mighty
Lord,
name
Lord,
of
I step on this week, glory to God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We come against hostile work environments. We come against, amen, hallelujah.
Lord.
Anything
Lord.
That will come against us to break us, glory to God, we come against it right now in the mighty name
now,
of
Lord.
Jesus. Lord, we know that
Lord.
We have dominion, glory to God. When your son Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins,
hallelujah.
Glory to God, amen. Rose on the third day as a representation of the old man dying and the new man rising up. Hallelujah. We thank you for it today. We walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Glory
to God.
Yes,
if there's anything in us, Father God, that is not like you, please, Father God, take it out of us, glory to God. Show it to us, Father
Hallelujah.
God. Help us to confess those things to you because we know you are the Redeemer. Hallelujah. You are the Redeemer,
Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can clean us up and set our feet on a firm foundation.
Yes,
and we thank you for
yes.
it right now.
In
your
All
son,
in
Jesus
advance,
name.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, thanking God for all of our listeners. Praise God. I've been looking at our stats, like they say, praise God. And people are tuning in, amen, downloading after the show. So I just want to say to those that are listening to the replay, amen, whether you be on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, wherever you are listening, we just want to say thank you. And we hope that something is said that'll make you, amen, think a little more, pray a little more, praise God, believe God a little more. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
God has such, amen, blessings in store for you. Glory to God.
Amen.
All you got to do is believe. Hallelujah.
Believe.
Amen.
Believe.
And receive. Amen. We're going to keep going in the show. Praise God. And we will be back after this message. I wanted to play a little music tonight along in the show. Amen, because I want you, I mean, sometimes it just calls for some worship. Amen.
Yeah.
It just calls for some worship. Sometimes it calls for some praise. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
I want to play this song, amen, by Sharon Moore. It says, Jesus want to bless you right here on My Gospel.
Ah.
My favorite song by the artist Sharon Moore. Hallelujah. a blessed, blessed woman of God that loves to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. So we want to just say God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. She's over there in New Covenant. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So I wanted to, I'm going to play our favorite statement. And for those of you that are listening, we're going to begin into Psalms 103. Just lately, God has had me reading the Psalms, just reading them and just listening to the praise that David gave, to the prayers that he prayed, his conversation with God, the intimacy, amen, hallelujah, that he had with God. It's just been, I mean, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful read. So we're going to read the 103, praise God, amen, after we play our favorite statement, amen. I want you to know that you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Make this confession daily, hallelujah. My gospel soul, favorite statement, God favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes his face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people and they like me. I am flowing in God's love and others are receiving healing both in mind and body through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been my gospel soul's favorite statement. God bless. God bless. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Confess that. Hallelujah. And if anyone wants that favorite statement, praise God. I mean, you can listen to it, play it back, write it down, take this show and play it over and over again at that part. Amen. That favorite statement has blessed my life. Amen. And if you really, really listen to the words, it will change your mindset, praise God, because a lot of us can watch other people be blessed, and we think they deserve it. But when it comes to us, we just don't believe that God has that type of favor for us, praise God. But when you learn how to confess into your own life, amen,
come on now, speak
you know,
it,
your blessings,
speak it,
your favor. Amen. I have favor with God and man.
Yes.
Come on, hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to
yes.
God. Amen. It will change some things in your life.
Yes,
it starts
will.
With our mind.
Yes, it will. Come on now.
It starts with our mind. Hallelujah. Oh, that favor saved me, y'all. It gets me every time. Hallelujah. So
that's
tonight,
awesome.
Tonight, and me and Miss Anderson go back and forth with this because she already know we are the type of ministers we ready in season and out of season. Glory to God.
Got to be.
And,
got to be.
And Psalm 103 is very, very it's awesome. Praise God. And you have to, like I said, that's why I play the favorite statement because you got to get it in your spirit. Praise God. You got to get it in your spirit. Amen. Who God is to you, who you are to him. Come on, hallelujah. And the language, even in prayer, a lot of us, praise God, even in prayer, our language is not positive. Come on. Glory to
come
God.
On. Come on.
When we pray, it's not edifying. So we have to be careful what we say, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we pray. Let's look at it. It says in Psalm 103, verse 1 says, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, my
and
soul.
And all that is
all
within
that
me.
Is
bless
me.
His holy
bless.
Name. My God.
His holy name. Ah. Ooh, let me read it again. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul.
Yes.
Ah, glory. And all,
yes.
everything
all.
That is with
Everything.
Within me. Everything.
Bless. Come on. Bless.
That is within me.
In me. My God.
From the ooh, glory to God.
Bless
his
holy name.
Bless his holy name.
Bless
we
my
from,
mind.
We from that old school where them sisters got you on that altar.
Come
and
on.
You had to say, yes, Lord. You, when you got up, you swore you had done 1,000 push-ups because you had to mean it. Everything within you had to say, what? Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord.
I surrender
hallelujah.
All. It reminds me of that song, I surrender all. Come
yes.
on. All to be mine. Let me stay your come on. Hallelujah.
Verse 2
says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. See,
come on, talk
this.
About them
listen,
benefits,
listen,
Pastor Jay. Come on.
Let me,
tell
let
them
me,
about
let me
them benefits, Pastor.
Expand. come on. On this scripture right here, it's a lot in this scripture. It's a short scripture, but it's a lot because it's bless the Lord, oh my soul, my God, hallelujah. He was not just talking to the Lord, but he was really feeling, come on.
Yeah.
What he was saying, it was nurturing his soul. It was building, amen,
hallelujah.
His soul, praise God. He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He was in a conversation with himself as well. I don't want to forget my benefit. Come on.
Come on.
I don't want to forget, amen, that I have access to so much because he is my Lord. Because
that's
I
right.
serve a God, hallelujah, that sits high and looks low. I serve a God that attends to my every need. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So I won't forget. And that's why I say when we pray, that's why I brought that up. When we pray, we need to forget not, oh, my God,
yes.
the benefits that we have. We need,
come on.
Like I say, we pray like we're not familiar with him being a
come
healer.
On.
Or we're not like we're not familiar with him being a burden bearer. Come on.
Come
with
on.
Him making a way out of no way. I'm going to bless
on.
You, Lord, because I know you. And I know
yes.
your benefits. My God.
Your benefits.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You want to say anything on
hallelujah.
That?
Hallelujah.
Amen, Minister. Oh, that was good. Hallelujah.
yeah. You
my
know,
God.
When we go for an interview, one of the
mm-hmm.
questions, they say, do you have any questions for me? What's the first we want to know what how much it takes. Then we
yeah,
want to
know
what kind of benefit package
do
you
come
have.
On.
Look, sometimes we done turned down jobs because what the benefit package wasn't to our benefit. But with God,
mm-hmm.
we have all the benefits.
Yes.
We have everything past 401k. We have everything past the vacation packet. We have more than PTO. We have everything because we have everlasting life.
Life, come on.
He said, I'll never leave nor forsake you. So we always have a burden bearer right along our side. That's an awesome benefit. He said, I'm father of a 1,000 cattle.
Come on, good.
But we always never need for anything. He said, I'll be your doctor in the sick room. Hallelujah.
Come on.
That's
hallelujah.
A health plan right there. Glory to God. He said, I'll be your lawyer in the courtroom. That's your legal aspect right there. He got you covered. The benefits are awesome. All you got to do is say, yes, Lord. Yes, hey,
and
glory
it,
to your name.
And it takes me to, as Minister said, we come from that old school lineage, praise God, where you had the mourner's bench and you had the praying mothers and you had the folks that carry with you, praise God.
Come on.
And I remember, praise God, amen, how it felt to be on that altar when they're praying.
Come on
and
now.
And they telling you, he brought you along. Come on, tell him thank you. He healed you by telling thank you. And it's just to meditate on how good God is. Amen. And when I got grown, praise God, amen, and I realized what that statement, how powerful that statement is, I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave. Oh, glory to God. He made old death
behave.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Power, wonder-working power. In the precious name, amen, and blood of God. Amen. Let's look at verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity? Amen. Before I get to the rest of that, that right there, who forgiveth? See, David was in a place, amen, where he was worshiping God and at the same time was like I say, he was blessed in his soul. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, you forgave my iniquities. I'm acknowledging you, but at the same time, this is good. I'm feeding my own soul. I'm feeding my spirit.
Come on.
Praise God.
Come
Sometimes
on.
You need to, when you start feeling yourself going into that complaining and that doubting, you need to begin to worship God and remind him and yourself of what he brought you through already. If he
Come
did
on
before,
now.
He'll do it
and
again.
He'll do
glory
it
to God.
Again. Come
he'll
on.
He'll do it again. He's the same God. Yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Come on, man.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
So David, he say, who forgiveth all my iniquities? Come on. Glory to God. I know you're the one that did it. Watch this. Who healed all thy diseases?
Yes.
My Lord.
Yes.
Who healed all, my God. Hallelujah.
All of.
Lord, I know who you are. I know who you are, praise God. Hallelujah. It's a lot of things that a lot of us don't know that God healed us from, praise God. But he did it. Amen. I listen to my mom testify sometimes. Back here. I listen to my mom testify sometimes, and she'll say, I thank God for delivering me from drugs. I said, Mommy, you ain't never been on no drugs. But then she say, that's the point. It's a lot of things in life that we never experience. Come on. That God, amen, hallelujah, brought
that's
us through, kept
that's
us
good.
From. Hallelujah. Because I was like, I love listening to the saints of God, the elders, when they testify, because I pick up a lot of good nuggets. Glory to God.
Yes.
One day she testified, praise God, love when she testified. She testified, she said, I thank God for the aches and pains. And I was like,
come on,
they just testify
about
anything. But then she said, daughter, what I'm saying is, what if I wasn't here to even experience it? I said, my God. I say the elders to just listen or sit at their feet and listen to them testify and listen. Amen, to how good God has been to them. It's amazing, glory to God. Hallelujah. The things, just like we're listening to David tonight, amen, testify, amen. Not just testify, but worship, because we've seen the thing music is worship. We think music is worship.
But
when you are testifying about everything that God has done for you, that's worship. That's worship. When you say, Lord, you are a healer, and you just lay it out, amen, before, thank you, God, for being a healer. Thank you, God, for being a saint. That's worship.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory,
glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So we go on to verse 4. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction?
Statement. thing.
I know a lot of us can remember a time in our life, praise God, where we was in a certain position. We might not want to ever talk about it again. But if you sit down and you think back over your life, of some of the positions you done got yourself in. Come on, hallelujah.
Come on.
And the Lord.
Come on.
Come on. And the Lord, hallelujah.
Come on.
Maybe at that time you didn't even know it was the Lord bringing you out. All you know is you got out of
come
it.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Got out.
But now that you know it, you know it wasn't nothing but God. Come on. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Amen. You want to say something on that?
That verse right there, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. See, we want to call it luck. We want to reduce everything. Ooh, I was lucky here. Ooh, I was lucky to get out of that. It didn't have nothing to do with luck.
Come on now.
God
Hallelujah.
Saved you for such a time as this because He had a plan and a purpose for your life. It ain't got nothing to do with luck. Give God His
come on.
God stepped in and intervened.
Yes,
God stepped in and built that hedge up around you. God stepped in and raised His hand
yes,
and
he
said,
did.
It shall not
yes,
be so.
He did. Oh, my God.
Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
that right there ought to
thank
make you,
you
want
God.
To jump up and run.
And run. Come on. Hallelujah.
Sing
glory
God.
To God. He's so wonderful, glory to God. Amen. He's
Hallelujah.
So powerful, praise God. Even when we are not acknowledging Him, amen, in all of our ways, we are not enough. Guess what He do? He still covers us. My God.
He still covers us.
He still gives us the opportunity, praise God, amen, for redemption. Glory to God. Amen. And I thank God that He didn't take me out in the middle of my mess. Hallelujah.
Come
glory
on.
To God. Just think about it. I'm glad He did not take me out, praise God, in the middle of my craziness and my rebellion, praise God.
Come on.
Against all
Come
that
on.
I knew about Him. Praise God. Amen. And like I say, we take that for granted sometimes. But I as I look back over my life, amen,
come
I can
now.
See. I can remember, Woo. Praise God. I remember, praise God, I was young. I was out in prayer view, praise God. And out there, no family out there with me, going to school, praise God, and decided I was going to go to a frat party. Come on.
Uh-oh.
Hallelujah. I was going to go to a frat party. Look. Fresh out of church, don't know nothing going. Come on, gonna go and hang with all the cool people. You know, guys. Ooh. Oh, you so cute. Oh, you, and getting all excited because somebody think I'm cute. But let me tell you something, praise God. Amen. Went into that situation. Amen. And ended up trapped in the house with that man.
Come on.
Oh my Lord.
Come on.
And man, when I walked through the door, he cut all the lights off in the house. I couldn't see nothing in the house. Amen. And come on now. And he was just he was going in different rooms, saying, "Hey, you know, scare me." Oh, I'm telling y'all, I was scared. I was like, "Lord, in the name of Jesus."
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I could hear him getting closer to me, but I couldn't see nothing. I was out in Prairie View. That's the country.
Nothing
you know,
out
close
there.
A wall or nothing out there. Just running into different rooms, all the lights out in the place. Praise God. And I remember calling on the name of Jesus. I said, "Lord, please." I said, "Lord, please get me out of here. Lord, please get me out of here." Soon as I finished that third time, that the front door came on and all the lights. One of his frat brothers came in, cut on all the lights. Say, "Man, what you doing in here?"
See.
And that man grabbed me. He said, "Oh man, I'm just messing. I'm gonna take her back to the dorm." He took me back to the dorm, and I promise you, I sat in my dorm room that night, and I said, "Lord, I just want to thank you." I mean, in the midst of my
thank
mess,
you.
Anything could have happened. Nobody,
anything.
Amen, hallelujah. Anything could have happened. Glory to God. but God. Hallelujah. And I just want to bless God for that tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And like that's I said, you could think of some times in your life where the enemy.
Oh, without a doubt. I sit up here, you know, as young women raised in the church, we are so anxious to get out in the world and experience the world. And it's nothing but God that protects us, because look at what's going on in the world today. And it wasn't even that bad when, you know, it was danger, it was pitfalls, and the enemy was still working. But look at opposed to now.
Yeah. Come on.
Just think of a young woman getting caught up in that position now. It could have so many different scenarios.
Yeah, but
you knew how to call on the name of Jesus.
You know, we heard different stories of how that scenario went a different way. We've seen it on the news. We've heard it. Praise God. Amen. And we pray for the families of those women that have been violated, that's been abused, praise God, and been, you know. And we pray for those families, because let me tell y'all something. And I always tell people this. It's evil in the world. See, sometimes we want God to fix everything. But you got the Holy Spirit, amen. Then you got the devil, which is the prince of the air. And you got folk that serve him. You got folk that tell you they don't believe in God. There is evil in the world. Glory to God.
Amen.
That's why we have to be prayerful, prayed up, praying over our youth. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 4 says, who crown thee with love and kindness and tender mercy.
Mm.
My God.
Amen.
With love and
kindness
and tender mercy. That's good. Glory to God.
Amen.
Verse 5, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Glory to God.
Come on.
Hallelujah. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. He said, listen, let me tell you something. Amen. It used to be a time where 50-year-old women, even 45, 40-year-old women, they looked older. Now it's like God has preserved our youth. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. I saw a 70-year-old woman, and she looked like she was every bit of 50 years old.
Beautiful.
I mean, still vibrant, still, you know, moving around, taking care of own business. And that's a promise that God gave us, praise God, that he will preserve.
Lord.
Amen. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's a promise. Renewed like the eagles. Glory to God.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Let me just, the Holy Spirit wants me to say, so peace, when we access, because we're talking about benefits, come on. When we access God's peace, when we understand loving kindness, he say loving kindness, tender mercies, when we don't allow stress, a lot of things that we experience in life ages us, glory to God. Rough living.
Very much
rough
so.
Rough living and drinking and just living a rough life. And when we turn a certain age, our bodies and gave out, and our faces, we look older than what we are, you know. But when you give your life to Christ, David was saying, Lord, thank you for not allowing me to look like what I've been through. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you for not allowing me. You preserve my youth like the eagle. Come on. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you for not putting
thank
my story
you.
on my face or in my bones. Come on.
Come on,
Lord,
man.
Can you imagine if God put everything you did into your bones, into your face?
Come on.
I'm telling you. Amen. I see some of my classmates and was like, wow, they look so rough. But it's a way of life. It's a way of life that they chose. Glory to God. They wore them out. And the enemy don't. He'll tell you, hey, I'm going to age you. He just try to say, do it because you want to do it. Do it because you grown enough to do it. But he doesn't tell you that your kidney's gonna fail and your come on, you'll have all kinds of issues later on in life. He don't tell you that.
None of that. At all.
You know. But the Lord didn't say, I give you a warning before destruction. Hallelujah. Amen. In verse 6, it says, the Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed.
Glory to God.
Now this right here, and the Lord shows me things, praise God, just to bring it down to earth, because a lot of times people read this and you can't see what the word is saying. Amen. But if he's talking about those that are oppressed, and in today's time, who's oppressed? Those that are in abusive relationships, those that are feeling intimidated by a loved one, or being abused verbally, mentally, physically by someone. Come on, hallelujah!
Yeah.
Feel like you backed into a corner. Come on, and you can't get out. He made you a promise in where he says the Lord will execute righteousness and judgment. That's why I tell a lot of people, you ain't got to go upside nobody's head. You ain't got to get ugly like they get ugly. You ain't got to shoot nobody, cut nobody, slash nobody's tires, bust in windshields, all these videos I see across Facebook. You don't have to be that person. God, he says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And I will.
That's what the Lord says.
If you're a child of the Most High God, this is what you live by. He say, I got you. I can handle it better than you can. Oh my God.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You don't have to raise your voice.
You don't have to raise your voice. Look, some people say you walking off and not saying that made you weak. But let me tell you something. He said, in my weakness, I preached this Sunday.
In my weakness,
glory to God. See,
come on,
glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, I asked God 3 times to remove it. Glory to God. Amen. But the Lord say, my grace is sufficient concerning you.
Sufficient.
I need for you to understand, praise God, I need you to understand that even though your flesh is weak, he said, I'm going to be strong for you. Oh my God. Hallelujah.
Come on now. Come on.
So you don't have to prove nothing to nobody. You don't have to go out there and try and get yourself in all kinds of stuff just to prove yourself to nobody.
He said, the battle has already been won. All you have to do is walk in victory. Just walk in your victory. That's all you have to do. You know, people, you know, just think about it. You know, they beat him till they tore the flesh from his bones. They spit on him, kicked him, hung him from an old rugged cross. And he never said a mumbling word. But, in 3 days, he did some stuff in them 3 days. So he went to hell and set the captive free. Hallelujah. And
hallelujah.
Then he rose again. That was the victory.
Come on.
That was the victory. He rose
that was
again.
A victory.
With all power.
My God.
In his
With
hands.
All power in his hands. Hallelujah.
So you Glory don't have God. To say nothing. I say it's okay that I remove myself from negative situations. It's okay.
Come on.
Because sometimes we have to move out the way and just let God be God.
Let him be God.
Pray for him.
Come on now.
And move on.
And move on. Look, in verse 7, he said he made known his ways unto Moses. He was talking about, praise God, amen, how Moses... Look, Moses loved God so much, praise God, amen, and Moses got offended when the children of Israel, amen, started worshiping all the gods. But Moses needs to, you know, Moses didn't get out the way. Come on, hallelujah.
No,
God, even though he said he made known his ways to Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel, praise God. Amen. He had proved it. He had shown himself strong to children for the children of Israel, glory to God.
Yes.
Even Moses, let's go back to Moses didn't even feel like he was even worthy to do the things that God told him to do. But God told him, hey, let me show you. Amen. Glory to God. If you be obedient, I'm gonna use you. Come on. If
there
you trust
is.
Me, I'm gonna use you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. It says the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger. Hallelujah.
Well,
and plenteous in mercy. Amen. Merciful and gracious. My God. Slow to anger. Hallelujah. And plenteous in mercy. Oh, glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God is plenteous in mercy. Glory to God. Amen. He will show up for you. Amen. That's why we call him a burden bearer. Hallelujah.
Burden bearer.
Glory to God.
Come on,
he's
man.
A burden bearer because he's plenteous in mercy. He'll show up and carry it for you. He'll fix it, glory to God. Hallelujah. He'll move the mountain or give you the strength to climb. Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Glory to God. Yes, he will.
Ooh,
glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ah, glory. That right there,
amen.
That's just awesome. Glory.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we will finish this scripture tonight, but I want to stop right there. But I want to encourage you to take up where we left off, because this Psalms 103 really, amen, really will build you up. Come on. Hallelujah. It really will tell you who God is to you. It really will tell you, glory to God, what God has to offer you. Mercy, grace. Come on. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
deliverance,
yes,
from
yes.
your oppression. My
come
God.
On.
Deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. Forgiveness for your iniquities. Redemption.
Amen.
If you look through
ooh,
here. If
glory.
I go down through here. After it said in verse 2, benefits, it told you forgiveness.
Amen.
Healing. Glory to God, redemption. Glory to God in verse 4. Amen. Loving kindness and tender mercies in verse 4. Verse 5, his satisfaction. Come on. Hallelujah.
Come
he
on.
Gives you your youth. Come on. He is,
come on.
Amen, the fountain of youth. Come on. In verse 6, it says righteousness and judgment. He executes that. He delivers you. Come on. Amen.
Yes,
in verse
he does.
7, it says, praise God, he make his ways known unto you, just like he did Moses and the children of Israel.
Yes,
amen.
He did.
And then in verse 8, he is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Hallelujah.
Through that
glory
mercy.
To God.
Through that mercy.
That old mercy. God. Come
thank
on.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
God, for your mercy.
Ooh, even when we, did,
what
even when we didn't
got.
Deserve it.
Say, well, come on now. Say what I should have got. God blocked it and showered
God
me
blocked.
With his tender love and mercy.
Tender
all right,
mercy.
Say get on up. And, get up. Get up.
Get up. And he used to sing a song saying, I'm so glad that my God is not like man. Hallelujah. Because if my
man.
God was like man,
my God.
I wouldn't even have a chance. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want to encourage you tonight. I'm Miss Florence, do you have anything else you would like to share with us tonight? We got about 10 minutes, so we're good.
Yes, this is awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, telling of the goodness of God. And David was a man after God's own heart. And when they said that, he said that no matter what David did, David, you know, he would get up, he would repent, and he would, you know, back, he'd go before God and talk to God, and, you know, and God, he was honest, he was open with God. God, this is me, oh, wretched man that I am. You know, please don't take your loving hand, arms of kindness from around me. You know, continue grace and mercy. David was a man after God's own heart. Did he mess
come
up?
On.
Yes, he messed up royally. Yeah. He messed up royally. But he never forgot where his mercies lie.
And he was always before God. Always before God. And that's the way that we have to be today. We are on a journey that has road bumps, pitfalls, potholes, temptations. And no matter what you do, if you fall, get up. Get up. Don't wall.
Get up.
Don't lay there and wall and have a pity party. You got victory. He done already told
you
about
victory.
Stand and walk in your victory. Walk in the goodness of your God. Claim your benefit package. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What's that song? Y'all know I'm going to sing it. Victory is mine.
Victory is mine.
Yes, is mine.
Come on now. You can have what you say.
We need to get
the negativity out of our spirit, out of our conversation. Victory is mine. Hallelujah. And I
Hallelujah.
Thank God for it today. He went to Calvary to give me the victory, and I thank him for it today. Hallelujah.
Wow. This is a powerful, powerful scripture, praise God. Amen. And just reading the scripture again tonight just blessed my soul. Amen. And I'm serious. I encourage you, amen, to go and really meditate, amen, on this word tonight. Praise God. You feeling weak, amen. You feeling like you need strength, praise God, amen. Then you need to get into this scripture. Praise God.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. The world is doing what it do 24/7. Amen. But imagine if we as the body of Christ were doing what we're supposed to do 24/7. Imagine how much power we would have. Amen. Glory to God. As the saints of God, the one that created
Amen.
And spoke this whole world into existence. Imagine if we did what we were supposed to do 24/7. Amen. It wouldn't be, amen, a lot of this stuff going on in this world. Amen. But I find out in the body of Christ, we're dealing with some identity crisis. There's some folks having an identity crisis. Amen. You didn't forget.
Amen.
You didn't forget who you
Come
are.
On.
Amen. So I just encourage you, amen, to get into your word, meditate on it, praise God. Amen. Recondition your mind. Recondition it. Because we watch TV so much, we get in conversations, we talk about any and everything. Amen. So guess who? It says, look, my mom used to tell me all the time, whichever one you feed the most, gonna rain. You feed your spirit man the most, he'll rain. It'll rain.
You feed your flesh the most, it'll rain.
So we love you all. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Amen. Who cares? God cares.
We care.
God, amen. We love you, and we'll talk to you next Monday. God bless.
God bless.
Monday.